Hey folks, can your IRA or 401k stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is right at our doorstep? By allocating a percentage of your retirement into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from a turbulent market and economic downturns. All you gotta do is put your IRA back on the gold standard. With a multi-trillion dollar trade deficit and ongoing geopolitical instability, experts say now is the time to make the switch. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Protect your retirement today with one simple phone call and receive your free gold and silver guide from my good friends at Genesis Gold. To do that, call Genesis Gold Group today at 800-200-GOLD. That's 800-200-GOLD. And find out how you can add precious metals to your IRA. One more time, let me give you the number. It's 800-200-4653. 800-200-4653 or gold, or visit them at genesisgoldgroup.com. Genesis Gold, welcome to the John Solomon, Just the News family. Hello, America. Welcome to the Tuesday edition of John Solomon Reports, a podcast from Just the News. We've got something special. We work together with our good friends at Heritage Action for America to take a step back. We're 18 months into the Biden presidency. The world has changed in ways big and small. We feel it at our border, where there is an extraordinary crisis of millions of illegal migrants crossing the border. We feel it in Eastern Europe, where a war rages on between Russia and Ukraine that hadn't raged on during the Trump years. We feel it in the Pacific, where China is more aggressive than ever, threatening friends and foe alike, including our good friends in Taiwan, someone whose back America must maintain. So when you step back and say, well, how did this happen? Well, we have a all-star panel of guests who want to explore exactly why that happened, including my good friend, Claudia Tenney, the congresswoman from the upstate of New York. We're going to talk about how America went from a peace through strength approach for most of the last half century to a peace through appeasement strategy under the early Biden administration, and the consequences of leading from behind, counterpunching rather than leading from the front side. It is affecting our allies and our adversaries alike, and we're going to take a deep dive into that today. It's a very special opportunity. Thank you for listening. We've got a great lineup, several members of Congress, some great experts from Heritage, and a big thank you to Heritage Action for America for making this conversation possible here on the podcast and on our television show. Sit back, get ready for a big conversation on the world stage, leading from behind, the legacy of the Biden administration. We're going to talk about that right after this commercial break. You know what, folks? Stress may be why you can't lose weight. If you've got moderate to high stress like I do, a doctor-formulated weight loss supplement called Lean could be your solution. Chronic stress wreaks havoc on blood sugar, which can cause your body to store excess fat. Stress can also slow your metabolism, which fuels weight gain, and you know all about stress eating and sugar cravings, right? Now the good news. The studied ingredients in Lean have been shown to help maintain healthy blood sugar levels, help optimize metabolism, and keep your appetite under control. Now, if your life is a bit stressful like mine and you want to lose weight, add Lean to your healthy diet and exercise lifestyle. Now get 15% off and free shipping at takelean.com. That's takelean.com and enter the promo code JustNews15. That's the promo code JustNews15 at takelean.com. One more time, takelean.com. Statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, and it's not a substitute or alternative for care from a healthcare provider. Hey folks, as we approach another critical election, a wave of concern washes over America. Recent studies reveal that an astonishing 56% of our fellow citizens report feelings of anxiety or dread about the upcoming presidential election. That's why I stand with AMAC. AMAC is more than a senior discount organization. During these challenging times, they fight for common sense and hope that our nation returns to traditional American values. Visit amac.us/justnews today to seize an exclusive election year special, a 4-year AMAC membership for just $30. That's right, you heard me right. 4 years for $30. As an AMAC member, you're not only enjoying money-saving benefits, but also the AMAC magazine, free Social Security and Medicare advice, a trusted voice in Washington, and a community of like-minded patriots who love this great nation. Take advantage of this election year special, 4 years for $30, and be part of the solution over the next 4 years. By becoming an AMAC member, you're strengthening a movement dedicated to preserving the principles we hold dear in this great country. Join now at amac.us/justnews. That's amac.us/justnews. Good evening, America, and welcome to this Just the News, Real America's Voice special report, a look at how President Biden's foreign policy is leading from behind. I'm your host, John Solomon. Tonight, in partnership with our sponsor, Heritage Action for America, we are going to explore and discuss how the Biden administration's international policy shifts are only empowering our foreign adversaries in becoming more dominant and assertive in their relationships with our country. Within the last 2 years and under the leadership of President Biden and Vice President Harris, the U.S. has witnessed a botched exit from Afghanistan, a so far fruitless nuclear renegotiation with the Iranians, a humanitarian crisis at the southern border, the advent of major war in Eastern Europe, and so much more. While the U.S. military focuses on woke appropriate policies like the proper pronouns, the Department of Homeland Security pivots from countering terrorism to fighting disinformation on social media. There are growing questions about our nation's security as well, as America continues to be more dependent on the rest of the world for our minerals, our oil, and other essential commodities. We're quickly falling behind in forming effective strategies to remain the world's economic and world superpower. That's an important thing we don't want to lose. From President Trump's America's First promises to what many on the political right are now referring to as Biden's America's Last agenda, we'll be joined by federal lawmakers, grassroots activists, and policy experts to get an honest look as to where we are now and where we could be heading under the presidential administration's international platform. To help us kick things off tonight, we've got a great conversation starting with Congressman Jim Banks from the great state of Indiana. He's the chairman of the powerful Republican Study Committee. That is the committee that is the ideas machine for House Republicans. He also is a veteran that has served our country so well. Congressman, great to have you on the show tonight.
Hey, good to be with you. Thanks for having me back.
I want to ask you the big question, because everywhere we go right now, I think this is the question Americans are asking themselves. Are we on the right track when you look at our security and foreign diplomacy policies?
Well, no, we're not. And most Americans would agree. But the fact of the matter is it's scary, the track that we're on. John, I think back to Ronald Reagan and his mantra of peace through strength often these days. By the way, Donald Trump echoed Reagan era peace through strength better maybe even than Reagan himself, and projecting American strength around the world to deter our enemies. And I think about Reagan peace through strength because Ronald Reagan wasn't just talking about a powerful military, a strong military to deter our adversaries. He was also talking, maybe even more importantly so, about a strong America. And right now we are so weak at home because of the economic policies of this administration that we can't be the leader around the world that America is expected to be. We can't go out and deter our adversaries from, say, Russia invading Ukraine or China taking over Taiwan, the colossal failure in Afghanistan, Iran now, their activities toward Israel and other allies in the Middle East. The world is on fire because of the weakness of this president and because of the weakness of his policies that have caused so much harm and destruction at home that's brought America to our knees. So when I think of peace through strength, I'm thinking about what can we do to rebuild America's stature? And we do it by rebuilding America's economy. And we're not on the right track to do that, unfortunately, with these Democrats in charge of our country today.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. Now, you play an important role and you've been an important voice on a document that really helps guide the strategies for our military, the NDAA, the National Defense Act Authorization. You just started a new effort getting in shape for 2023
And you've pointed out some important things that maybe the Pentagon hasn't been dealing with, things like having the proper supply of batteries, taking care of supply chain gaps, improving our ability to fight cyber warfare. Tell us a little bit about what you're doing with the NDAA to try to get the Pentagon focused in the right direction.
Well, first of all, John, wokeness is weakness. And the more that we project wokeness in our military, the more we're projecting weakness on the world stage. Our adversaries see it, and China is laughing to the bank every time they see our military leadership advance critical race theory and anti-Americanism on our troops because they know it's destructive. We just had this debate play out this week in the Armed Services Committee as we as on the Republican side, members like Matt Gaetz and Mike Gallagher and myself were fighting back against amendments the Democrats were trying to push that would advance more wokeness in the military. We can't allow them to succeed at that because of the cost of that. But by the way, if we tell our young men and women who are serving in uniform that America is evil, America is racist, and strip away the patriotism that these soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines literally wear on their sleeve, tell them that America is not worth being patriotic about, how can we expect to send them off to war and for them to fight, potentially die for our country? And that's the sad state of what I find the left advancing in our schools and our military and other institutions. We got to block them from doing that. So that's a major debate that's going on in the military today that some of us are trying to fight back against at that level. But the bigger issue for me, though, is it's almost become a partisan issue. The Democrats believe that China is our friend. They believe that we can work with China, that we can coexist with a rising China. And on the Republican side, we recognize that China is the greatest threat economically and military that's posed for the toward the United States today. So when it comes to the National Defense Authorization Act, other efforts to strengthen our military, we have to build a military that's more sophisticated. We have to give our military personnel the more sophisticated technologies that they need to fight back against an adversary, an enemy in China that we've never seen before, with what they've done to build up the sophistication of their military apparatus, their military civil fusion and their approach is something that America is not, we're not well equipped because of the lack of serious leadership in America with Joe Biden in the White House to advance a strong military posture against China. So those are the issues that we've been debating. The Democrats are completely asleep at the wheel when it comes to the China threat. We went from the strongest president, the toughest president that we ever had on China, to the weakest president who's likely compromised because of the Hunter Biden business dealings with Chinese Communist Party entities that Joe Biden was skimming money off the top. So we have a president who's potentially compromised when it comes to the China threat. And that's a shameful part of it as well.
Yeah, it's amazing. In fact, I was with a Taiwanese official just a couple days ago, and he said, I guarantee you the People's Liberation Army is not teaching their soldiers about pronouns. And I'm pretty sure that's true. Congressman, another place where there's been pretty strong contrast is in the way Democrats and Republicans are approaching the war in Ukraine. Nobody likes the Russian aggression. That's universally accepted. But the way Joe Biden started kind of slow behind the eight ball, now the acceleration of $40 billion aid package. Tell us a little bit about how Republicans and Democrats have a very different approach on this.
Well, it's like a lot of other issues. I mean, not to get too far off the topic, John, but it's very relevant that high gas prices caused by Biden's radical climate agenda, his Green New Deal agenda, causes it. But he wants Americans to pay for it. So he wants Congress to come and give clean up the mess for him without rolling back the policies that are causing it. And Ukraine is the same situation. It's Joe Biden's weakness as our commander in chief that welcomed and invited Russia to invade Ukraine in the first place. And he wants the American people to pay the price and the cost for it. So in this case, as I said a little bit ago, America can't lead around the world when we're so weak at home. We can't be the leader around the world when we are so weak at home. So when it comes to $53 billion aid packages plus to Ukraine, which you know is important, we can't afford to do that when we have Americans who are suffering from the cost of inflation, gas prices, drug epidemic, the border crisis in our country. We have to fix our issues at home before we can go and be the leader around the world that America is expected to be.
Yeah, so important. That photo behind you reminds me of something very important. You spent some time in Afghanistan on behalf of your country serving our armed forces. Recently, we saw the Taliban take over because of the way Joe Biden exited. But I've now seen U.S. and Western intelligence assessments both saying that the Afghanistan territory is now given free rein to terrorists again, that there are terrorist safe havens in a place that we spent 20 years trying to keep them out of. Your thoughts as someone who was on the front lines of that war?
Well, it's obviously sickening to me and likely anyone else who served in Afghanistan over those 20 years to look at where we are now. We're in a worse position today than we were 20 years ago when we first went into Afghanistan because of Joe Biden's reckless leadership. The 4 years that Donald Trump was in office, I had many, many conversations with him and his administration. He sent us down a path to pull our troops out of the longest war in American history, but to keep a light footprint of special operations forces to prevent exactly what you just described from happening. And instead of that, you had Joe Biden come into office, pull the rug out from under the situation in Afghanistan and cause a very dangerous situation there that puts us right back to where we were when all of this started, a safe haven for terrorism. You have ISIS-K, you have Al-Qaeda, other very dangerous groups who are rising up in that part of the world there. And it's unfortunately likely imminent that we are going right back into a situation that could have been completely avoided if we would have followed Donald Trump's playbook instead of what Joe Biden has caused.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. Lots of people agree on that. I've got about 30 seconds left. Real quickly, foreign policy always has a implication for our feeling of safety and security on the homeland here. You look at the open border, you think about those terrorists now that are roaming freely in Afghanistan. 30 seconds, just your thoughts on how safe we might not be in the homeland anymore.
A wide open border. Our enemies know that the border is wide open and an access point for them to send their dangerous actors into our country. So we have to secure our border. Border security is a national security issue. We need a strong leader in the White House again to do just that. Right now, we don't have it, and it's inviting our adversaries to act out in a big way.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. Congressman, thank you for joining us. And also, thanks for that service to your country that you did. A lot of people need to remember that part of your career. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Thank you. All right, folks, we're up against the hard commercial break. But when we come back, we'll have another special guest, one that you surely won't want to miss. We'll be right back after these messages.
Folks, if you owe back taxes, fair warning, you're not going to like this. The IRS is mailing millions of pay-up letters. Millions, I say. Then it's up to the 20,000 new IRS enforcement agents to find you. Why the IRS targets you and not millionaires? Well, because millionaires have tax lawyers. You don't. You'll pay up. Plus interest and penalties. You need Tax Network USA, and you need them now. Tax Network USA has brilliant war room strategies to solve your IRS problems quickly and in your favor. Like a preferred direct line to the IRS, they know which agents to deal with and who to avoid. It's not all bad news for you because Tax Network USA learned of a special limited time IRS offer. They're willing to waive $1 billion in penalties if you qualify. So schedule your free confidential consultation to see if you qualify for this limited time IRS penalty canceling offer. To do so, call 1-800-245-6000. That's 1-800-245-6000 or visit tnusa.com/justnews. That's tnusa.com/justnews. Hey folks, can your IRA or 401k stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is right at our doorstep? By allocating a percentage of your retirement into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from a turbulent market and economic downturns. All you got to do is put your IRA back on the gold standard. With a multi-trillion dollar trade deficit and ongoing geopolitical instability, experts say now is the time to make the switch. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Protect your retirement today with one simple phone call and receive your free gold and silver guide from my good friends at Genesis Gold. To do that, call Genesis Gold Group today at 800-200-GOLD Gold. That's 800-200-GOLD. And find out how you can add precious metals to your IRA. One more time, let me give you the number. It's 800-200-4653. 800-200-4653 or gold, or visit them at genesisgoldgroup.com. Genesis Gold, welcome to the John Solomon Just the News family.
Welcome back, everybody. So glad to have this next guest on. She's a very important member of the House Foreign Affairs Committee, one of the most important voices on national security, and she proudly represents New York's 22nd Congressional District. Joining us right now, Congresswoman Claudia Tenney. Congresswoman, great to have you on the show today.
Always great to be on, John. You do a wonderful job.
Oh, thank you. Well, this is an important discussion. I think you talk to people, they feel like the world is falling apart and America is in the backseat, not in the front seat anymore. Your assessment of where Joe Biden has taken us in the first 18 months of his presidency when it comes to foreign policy, national security?
Yeah, we are in free fall when it comes to foreign policy. Joe Biden is projecting weakness on every level across the globe. It's really hurting American interests. And you can start right off with the fulcrum of energy, his weakness on energy, his shutdown of the Keystone Pipeline, his failure to maintain the U.S. energy independence, has wreaked havoc around the world, his failure to work with our partner, Canada, the biggest partner we have in terms of energy and most resources, our trading partner to the north, who is our greatest friend and ally. And then across, if you go across the world, we have the disaster that this energy policy has wreaked with weakness in Ukraine. You have the unprovoked war by Vladimir Putin using energy as a weapon. Many of our European allies were weak on this issue, including Germany, allowing the Nord Stream 2 pipeline to go ahead. Biden green-lighted that after it had been red-lighted by President Trump. Hostile to our foreign interests. Then we talk about, we get to the next step, his attempts to resurrect the horrible JCPOA, or as it's known as the Iran nuclear deal, by using the same negotiator, Rob Malley, who's negotiating a much worse deal than even the Obama administration put through. And then you can see the weakness that we're seeing when it comes to China, the most compromised president probably in American history, when it comes to his interests in China, his son's interest, and the controversy swirling around that. This is a huge problem we're seeing around the world. It's weakness. It's weak energy policy, weak economic policy that's putting the United States, as you say, leading from behind. I think we're actually following from the sewer right now. It's not a good position to be in as Americans. And we need to have our diplomatic teams, the House, continue to try to drive policy, especially on the Republican side, to show leadership, to show that the United States is going to be dominant. We're going to support our allies. We're not going to engage in this kind of weakness and the inability to really negotiate from a position of strength with our allies around the world and to confront our adversaries in a way that would be compelling.
Yeah, it is remarkable. I want to talk about Iran because I think it's so emblematic of the Biden approach. So when Donald Trump was president, he canceled the deal. You supported that. Iran got crushing sanctions. Their economy was crumbling. Joe Biden comes in. He starts lifting those sanctions. And all of a sudden, Iran is in our backyard now doing a deal with Venezuela, threatening to assassinate people like Mike Pompeo. They seem incredibly emboldened and unafraid of Joe Biden. How does this hurt us long term?
Yeah, obviously, the maximum pressure campaign was working. Don't forget the result. That was a multi-pronged strategy coming from former Secretary of State Pompeo, who continues to face death threats from this rogue regime that the Biden administration is begging for more gas and supplies for us. I mean, this is the state of affairs with them. But look, the maximum pressure campaign included taking out Soleimani, al-Baghdadi, keeping the Iranians in check, making sure we didn't have undue influence coming in on that, making sure we weren't in hostage trading again, which is the new JCPOA, the new Iran deal under Rob Malley and Joe Biden, is purporting to now get back into hostage trading, over $7 million, to incentivize them to take more hostages and exact more money from the American taxpayers. Not to mention what's estimated up to $100 billion more in sanctions relief, which would only allow the biggest arbiter and the biggest purveyor of disruption and terrorism around the region, around the world, Middle East region and around the world to Iran again, to give them more ability to continue to terrorize our neighbors and their neighbors and our friends, Israel and other allies, after we had just had President Trump negotiate the historic Abraham Accords, which actually were a glimmer of hope for peace in the Middle East, something that we have all been dreamed about, but would almost be a reality for us.
Yeah, it's amazing because the Biden administration just hasn't built on that incredible success. They've just kind of let it sit there, and there's so much momentum that could have been seized upon. I want to talk a little bit about the state of our military because I know you're concerned about it. We have enemies firing hypersonic missiles. We have North Korea shooting shells into the ocean, getting its nuclear prowess out there in front of us. We're Iran days away or weeks away from perhaps having enough nuclear material to make a bomb. But our West Point cadets are learning about critical race theory. Our Navy midshipmen are learning about proper pronouns. Have we, and I believe our chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff was trying to get in touch with his inner whiteness. Have we lost our focus as the greatest fighting machine in the world?
Yeah, this is really disappointing. My son has actually now gone from an active duty Marine to a reservist in the Marine Corps. He's a U.S. Naval Academy graduate. I can tell you when he graduated from the Naval Academy, I don't remember this kind of wokeism and the pronoun corrections. And this is just really troubling. And really, this is a kind of compelled speech to make people state their pronouns and to really get moved down this path where we're not focused on creating the national security, the lethality and the defense that we need as a nation, not just to lead the United States, but to lead and protect our allies around the world, protect all of our interests. And it's something that really concerns me, that our military has lost its focus. We become risk averse. We become social experiments as opposed to dealing with, you know, the real risk that we face. And I'm concerned about that. Not to mention, you know, we were just beginning to rebuild the supplies and the technology that we need that we lost under 8 years of the Obama administration, where a lot of this had been degraded. And we were seeing a comeback under President Trump. I am from Rome, New York, which is where the Air Force Research Lab Directorate is. You know, a leader in cyber technology, quantum physics, and a lot of the technology we need for the future, dealing with hypersonics, satellites. President Trump created the Space Force, which gives us an edge and an opportunity to compete with the Chinese all around the world on the latest and greatest technology. But we've lost some of that because we're getting caught up and entangled in these social experiments and this wokeism that is being brought in by the left and Joe Biden. And unfortunately, a lot of our leaders who are in the military are pushing this type of agenda.
Yeah, it's remarkable. Every president comes in and they try to state their goals, their strategic goals for foreign policy. The Biden administration has been slow to do so. You recently sent a letter to the president asking him to testify. Hey, come to Congress, explain yourself. Have you gotten any reaction to that?
No, the president hasn't really been, especially not dealing with the Iran nuclear deal. I don't know who's intervening there. We want Rob Malley to come before Congress in an open session to testify so the people of the United States and the world know what our negotiator is doing behind closed doors. We want to know what these negotiations are. He's come in classified settings to the Foreign Affairs Committees and a couple other committees. We need the American people need to know how the Biden administration is dealing with this critical situation with one of our worst enemies in the world, who has all now become sort of a proxy, as I said earlier, dealing with terrorism, but also potentially working with Russia on giving Russia the opportunity to be involved with their nuclear program. And these are really dangerous moves made by the Biden administration. And again, they're not serious about the foreign policy concerns that we have as American citizens. I'm just very worried about the real naivete that's coming out of this administration. We need hard policy. We need clarity. We need to let our allies know that we're serious and we're going to defend them. But we also need to know and let our enemies know that we are going to stand up to them. President Trump was no isolationist. He was definitely not a person who you would define as a, you know, a Pat Buchanan type. He was right. More of a Jacksonian when he needed to. You know, he dropped the mother of all bombs on the Taliban. He dropped the mother of all bombs on the Syrians when they were out of place. He was willing to act strategically and in the best interest to minimize risk to the American people, but to maximize the security to the American people. And we have to remember that this is not President Trump. America First is not isolationism. And I think that we have to be very clear about that.
Yeah, no, the last two presidencies have given us a great contrast of peace through strength versus peace from the behind backseat. There's no doubt about that. Congresswoman, thank you so much for joining us. Always great to have your insights on these very important issues.
Great. Thanks so much.
All right, folks, we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, James Carafano of the Heritage Foundation will be here. He's always got the big thought on foreign policy. We'll have that right after these big, after these commercial messages.
Folks, Field of Greens is the healthiest thing I do every day, and I want you on this journey with me. Why? It's literally one scoop a day. It tastes great. I love the fruit flavors particularly, and it's completely improved my life and my health. This is nutrition the way nature intended. When I began taking a hard look at why I wasn't feeling good and why I felt unhealthy, why I was gaining weight, why I was losing energy, it wasn't just because I had hit my 50s. No, it was because I wasn't getting the right amount of fruit and vegetables in my diet. And listen, I'm just too busy to go to the store, clean up the vegetables, cook vegetable dinners, and make sure I hit the fruit. A Field of Greens stepped in. One scoop of powder in my drink or on my eggs in the morning, and boom, I was off and feeling better. And suddenly, I was losing weight. I was sleeping better. My metabolism went up. My blood sugar went down. My cholesterol went down, and my weight went down. And my doctor said, hey, whatever you're doing, keep it doing. You know what that is? It's Field of Greens. That's what I've been doing. Field of Greens is radically different. Each organic fruit and vegetable was medically chosen to support heart and vital organ health. I trust Field of Greens to keep me healthy. I promise you, you're going to love this product. But if for any reason you don't, they'll give you 100% money back guaranteed. Now, you're going to get 15% off your first order, plus free rush shipping because of the incredible partnership we have here at Just the News with Brick House Nutrition, and of course, Field of Greens. All you got to do to take advantage of this offer, visit fieldofgreens.com and use the promo code JUSTNEWS. That's promo code JUSTNEWS at fieldofgreens.com. Don't wait. Go to fieldofgreens.com today. Use the promo code JUSTNEWS for 15% off.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome back, everybody. Our next guest is a distinguished author, researcher, educator, and leading expert in national foreign policy challenges at the Heritage Foundation. He's retired Lieutenant Colonel James Carafano. James, great to have you on the show today.
It's great. Hey, it's great to be with you. This is like the perfect marriage, kind of peanut butter and jelly. This is awesome, John. I love what you're doing, man. This is great.
Thank you. This is such an important conversation because the rest of the media aren't having this conversation. They want to talk about anything about other than the state of the world. But I want to start with the relationship between the pain we're experiencing at the pump and Vladimir Putin's long-term strategy. He clearly has used energy as a geopolitical weapon for a long time. Tell us how Biden might be playing right into Putin's hand with this $5 gas.
Yeah, it's like one of those Westerns where there are no good guys. Remember the good, bad, the ugly, everybody is a bad guy. So we should never forget Biden's complicity here. So if you look at the 6 quarters running up to the war in Ukraine, the war against Ukraine, global demand was outstripping supply every quarter. That meant that Biden knew his entire presidency that there was not enough oil and gas on the global market. He knew that for a fact. And with inflation going up, he would have had to have known that if anything happened in Europe or the Middle East, that there was going to be an energy crisis. So to say that, oh my God, who could have known and this isn't my fault, that's just fatuous. He had 2 years to think about and reverse stupid policies like Keystone XL and his war on gas and oil, and he didn't do it. So there's huge responsibility there. But on the other side, Putin has really, I think since 2014, really had his sights set on reabsorbing the post-Soviet states, dictatorial control over Central Europe, pushing the United States into the sea, dissolving NATO. And of course, that's exactly what the Chinese wanted. I mean, in many ways, Russia is China's stalking horse. And he knew he had a weapon in hand to do that in energy, because ironically, it was really in the 1990s that because of all the troubles in the Middle East, that people started turning to Russia to reduce the risk, right? That they could just boil from oil from Russia and gas from Russia. They didn't have to worry about the problems in the Middle East.
Right.
But all we were doing is we were transferring that risk to Russia. And Putin knew he had that weapon in his hand. He's been playing it for years. And of course, he was threatening, cajoling, and using it now. And as long as he has that weapon in his hands, the energy blackmail, energy corruption, energy bribery, he can threaten and disorganize Western Europe. So the one thing we know for sure is regardless of how the Ukraine crisis turns out, we are not safe until we are not dependent on our enemies for oil and gas. So that means we all have to get off Russian oil and gas. And that's not going to happen without the United States becoming an energy dominant in the world and energy independent. And if that doesn't happen, then all of Biden's other mistakes and missteps and ills have paled, because he's failed on the most basic thing that he needs to do to kind of put America back at the head of the pack.
Yeah, he really has. And it's funny, the facts you just gave us about demand outstripping supply for so long is sort of the genesis of the crisis. It's a story of leading from behind. And everywhere I go, whether I'm talking to diplomats in town, national security guards, that's the way they describe Joe Biden, leading from behind on the Ukraine matter. We had the Ukrainian president begging us at the start of the war for weaponry. And then all of a sudden, Biden sees everybody else doing it. He jumps in late. Now we got $40 billion, maybe more than that, going that way. Describe the dynamic. And are we in a better or worse shape with the way we're assisting Ukraine right now?
Yeah, that's a great question. And it gets to the fundamental flaw in Biden's leadership. And, you know, when we see, you know, a lot of Ukraine fatigue setting in and people, I think it's much more to do not with Americans understanding why it makes sense for the United States to support Ukraine, and a lot more to do with people just completely lacking confidence in Biden as commander in chief. So we have an interest in Ukraine defending itself, because that stops Russia from destabilizing Europe, that stiff arms Russia, and it also is a massive blow to China that would like to take Europe off the table as an American partner. So it's a twofer for us to have Ukraine defend itself. But how we got there was just catastrophically embarrassing. I mean, the reality is even after the embarrassment of the Ukraine, of Afghanistan and the failure in Afghanistan, this administration sent very clear signals that they wanted to park Russia and Europe aside. They didn't care. Ukraine was Russia's problem. And the reality is when the war started, I think everybody just would have looked, if the Russians had just wiped Ukraine off the face there, everybody would just look down and shook their heads and say, oh, that's terrible. But what happened is first Ukrainians defended themselves. Then the Europeans stood up. And then I think Biden, really out of sheer embarrassment, just had to lean forward and support this. But let's be clear. His heart is not in this. And so what he's doing in Ukraine is really what he does every place else. He just wants to get it off the table. And it's just writing another check. I mean, he wrote $5 trillion in blank checks for all kinds of wacky stuff. What's another $40 billion? And the problem is that the supplemental shows the weakness of Biden's leadership. Okay, so there's money in there to help Ukraine defend itself. I don't think anybody could really object to that. But then there's like almost $10 billion in spending for what? It's not really clear. The world's one of the world's best analysts, a foreign assistant, works for me. This guy has run tens of million-dollar programs in war zones with like people shooting at you. And he took one look at the supplemental bill. He said, Jim, he said, you cannot spend this much money this fast and not have fraud, waste, and abuse. And that doesn't help bankrupting the United States doesn't help the Ukraine. And it doesn't help the Ukrainians either, because look, they don't want corruption either.
Yeah,
corruption doesn't help them because they're not putting resources against rebuilding and defending the country. But if you throw that much money at them that fast, they can't even deal with it. So Biden is not helping anybody, except he's trying to not look like the bad guy here. Right. So you said leading from behind. I think that's overly generous. Biden is the follower in chief. He does stuff so he to not get blamed. So if he wants to do nothing, and if he can't, he makes an excuse. And if the excuse doesn't fail, he does something to pretend like he's doing something. That's why I think conservatives may be more skeptical of our efforts, not because people don't recognize that a country should be able to defend itself, but because they look at the weak leader we have, right?
Yeah, lack of strategy behind it. It's really remarkable. James, we always enjoy talking to you. You always have a big picture view of the world and the chess game we're supposed to be playing that we're not. Thanks for joining us today.
Oh, man, you are the best. Thank you, John.
Take care.
People should listen to you every day.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. All right, folks, we're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more discussion on this very important topic right after this.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Welcome back, everybody. Once again, thank you for joining us for this special report brought to you by our great friends and sponsors at Heritage Action for America. Now, our next guest is a veteran of the U.S. Army, so he knows a little bit about national security. He's also a congressman from Pennsylvania and the chairman of the Freedom Caucus in the House, Congressman Scott Perry. Congressman, great to have you on the show today.
John, wonderful to be on with you. The world is, it's an evolving place, and there's a lot of challenges for America. I'm glad we're going to talk about some of them.
Yeah, absolutely. I want to step back a little bit because you've seen a lot of history. You've seen a lot of different approaches to security. The fundamental shifts that have occurred from the Trump doctrine that Donald Trump left us on January 20, 2021 to what Joe Biden has put in place in the last 18 months. What do you see as the key differences?
The key differences are stark. Of course, the Trump doctrine was a proud, strong America that was in charge of its destiny. It appears the Biden doctrine, if you want to call that, if there is such a thing, and I'm not really sure what it is that the world is in charge of the destiny of the United States. You know, we're not necessarily concerned about our sovereignty and making decisions for ourselves. We're making decisions, or the Biden doctrine appears to be making decisions based on the opinions of the global elite. So when you talk about, look, it's not just border security at our southern border and our northern border, for that matter. It's national security, and we don't have a border right now with up to 8,000 people streaming across illegally from 170 some countries every single day, right? So, and then you look at the withdrawal from Afghanistan, how botched that was, and the message we sent. You look at the president rolling back tariffs on China and periling our manufacturing base and awarding those who would seek to go to China even more, and awarding China and rewarding China for their malign activity to North Korea and quite honestly to Ukraine. We're all hopeful for Ukraine. We all want to be helpful. But what's the plan? What's the strategy? Apparently, it's to just throw a bunch of money that the American taxpayers have sent in and hope for the best. I'm not sure how we get out of that and how Ukraine survives under these circumstances. It just seems like a very shiftless policy where we We do things that make us feel good in some cases, but don't really do good. And certainly, you know, our economic prowess around the globe is a national security issue. And right now, we're in desperate, desperate straits where people can't afford to buy things. They can't afford to get to work. And that's if they can find things to buy when they finally can afford to go to the store. When America is not strong, freedom around the globe is not strong. And economically, we are in dire straits right now. And of course, militarily, you know, again, national security, when our adversaries see the things that we're training on, the things that we're prioritizing, it sure doesn't seem like we're projecting the image of a strong America militarily, economically, or in any facet that you can think of.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. It seems like peace from the back street as opposed to peace from strength, which is what always been our doctrine has been. I want to take you to two things you just mentioned that don't seem connected from all the security experts I hear. They are the open border. We've had 50 people with terrorist ties cross the border this year, 15 in May alone. And then we abandoned Afghanistan in such a difficult, poor way that the intelligence communities are now telling us that terrorism and terrorists have a safe haven again, something we went to war 20 years ago to prevent. Leaving a border open while knowing that terrorists like Al-Qaeda and ISIS now have a safe haven, isn't that a witch's brew for America?
Yeah, it sure is. And of course, we didn't. Apparently, we've either rejected, haven't learned from, disregarding the lessons from 9/11 with an open border, allowing terrorists to come in. We're literally just allowing people we have no idea what their background is, criminally or otherwise, into the United States in mass numbers from multiple countries around the globe. And so that was one of the, you know, the issues with visa overstays. And my goodness, those people had visas, the ones that attacked us on 9/11. Right. So it's a huge national security threat. And of course, it's not just what's happening in Afghanistan, it's what's happening in Iran. And, you know, one of the symbologies is that this administration is willing to discuss the taking the IRGC, the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps. These are the folks, the Quds Force. These are the folks that blow up Americans in Afghanistan and Iraq, to take them off the terrorist list in exchange for a little more time before Iran becomes a nuclear terrorist threat. It's an incredible and astounding, breathtaking juxtaposition of just a year and a half ago.
Yeah, it really is jaw-dropping. When you look at this, all the things that Joe Biden promised, good diplomacy, better peace in Europe. Now we have a war in Europe. We're going to get a new Iran deal. That's falling apart. Iran is closer to a nuclear weapon than any moment in world history. And then you see the internal concerns here of a plot coming across the border to assassinate one of our presidents. It seems like Joe Biden, when he looked in the camera and promised people in 2020, what he's delivered are vastly different. Do you think Americans feel that now?
I do think that Americans feel that they don't feel safe in their communities. Of course, that's domestic policy. But I also think they don't feel that we are safe abroad, allowing terrorists and just the complete criminal element, whether it's cartels or individual actors operating with impunity in and around the border. And then, of course, in the interior, they've seen the left's lurch towards allowing criminals to roam freely on the streets with DAs who refuse to uphold the laws that they've sworn to uphold. That all is a mixture. It's a recipe for unrest and insecurity and just a lack of peace of mind across the spectrum for Americans, whether, like I said, it's in their communities or whether it's abroad. They're looking at what's happening in Ukraine with Russia and they're thinking, well, how does this end? What is the plan? What are we doing about China? Is this more just being captivated by Russia? And you know, is it next that we're going to send our bravest into Eastern Europe again to fight for a war that we're not sure what our national security interest in the greater sense is, all at the same time? Well, we can't find baby formula if you can afford it, and you certainly can't afford gas. Seems like the priorities are completely out of whack here.
Yeah, no, I think most Americans totally agree with that statement. I want to have you look at Russia and Ukraine. We've got a couple minutes left.
Yep.
The president started by leaking a lot of intelligence, hoping that would stop Russia. That didn't work. Then the Ukrainians didn't get the aid they needed. They were begging our president, we don't need your platitudes, we need equipment. Other countries stepped in. Joe Biden belatedly fouled. Now, all of a sudden, he's throwing $40 billion into this belatedly. Is there been any strategy that Congress has gotten that gives them any clarity to what Biden is trying to achieve in this war?
We don't know. I don't know what the strategy is. The president asked for, I think, about $30 billion the last time. Congress somehow just upped the ante and gave him $40 billion. We don't know where it's going. We don't know how it's being used. We don't know what the end goal is, quite honestly, from a United States standpoint. And quite honestly, unfortunately, we don't know the Biden family involvement in Ukraine corruption and Ukraine issues that might have precipitated this, because the press refuses to ask, and we're not in control of any of the committees around here. So we don't know what might have precipitated this, and whether our current involvement might be to cover up some of the things that that United States officials, including the Biden family, have been involved in the past. And I think that's an important point to make. People might want to discount that, but we never resolved any of that during the Trump impeachment hearings or since then. And we might be using taxpayer dollars to just cover up things that the Biden family and others, maybe on both sides of the aisle, have been involved in with the corruption of Ukraine, which has been widely reported and long held.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's exactly those questions that keep people worried. We don't know the answer about our president and his family with these very important security issues. Congressman, one thing we do know, when we get you on a program, we always get Straight Talk. We're so grateful for the time you spent with us today.
Well, thank you, John. God bless you and your audience. Be well.
Thank you, sir. You as well. All right, folks, stick around. We're going to be right back after the commercial break with the Vice President of Heritage Action for America, Garrett Best, a good friend, always has some great insights. I'll have them right after this break.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Welcome back, everybody. We've got the perfect guest to wrap up today's show. He's Vice President, Heritage Action for America, our proud partner and sponsor tonight. And we've had him on the show many times before. We're glad to have him back, Garrett Best. Garrett, great to have you on the show.
Hey, John. Good to be back.
It is an amazing moment because we're about 17, 18 months into the Biden experiment now. And a man who was championed on television as a 45-year expert in foreign policy now has a world completely in flame. America's standing has dropped. How did a guy that was supposed to have such great credentials leave us with such a big mess?
Yeah, it's really shocking. I mean, it doesn't matter what area of the world that you look at, what particular country or foreign involvement that the U.S. has in any particular country. It all seems to be going sideways or, you know, much like his bike ride this past weekend. And it's just kind of, it's really sad because not only are people on the ground in these countries being impacted negatively, but we're being impacted here at home by these weak policies. You have to look no further than the energy crisis that we're dealing with and really the bigger crisis of inflation. But I mean, as these energy prices have gone up and as he's taken oil production and gas production offline in the U.S., it's enriching countries like Russia, who we are then fundamentally trying to oppose in places like Ukraine. It's incoherent, much like many of his policies.
Yeah. He had talked at the beginning of his presidency about a reboot. We were going to restore America's standing in the world. We seem, after the Afghanistan blunder, the bad China summit we had in Alaska, the war now between Ukraine and Russia, that any chance, any semblance of gaining ground with our enemies has been squandered. What is the most important thing, if Republicans get in control of Congress next year, they can do to try to help right the ship on foreign policy and security?
Yeah, well, they don't even need to be in charge. I mean, they need to use these hearings that they're having now, regardless of what the Democrats try to put up as far as the topic of the hearing. I know they're getting ready to call in bank CEOs later this year, for example. Well, they should use that as an opportunity to hammer the administration's policies on issues that relate to money, like inflation, and devolve that into the energy situation and how that impacts our standing in the world. The best possible thing for places like Ukraine and Taiwan and other countries and regions around the world that are facing destabilization or that are on the front lines against adversaries of ours, such as China and Russia, the best thing possible for them is a strong U.S. And at the core of a strong U.S. is a strong economy. And so everything that congressional Republicans should be doing this year, even before they come into the majority, anticipating coming into the majority, should be hammering those truths home. At a certain point, we are going to have to turn around the policy agenda and direction that this president is driving us in.
Yeah, it is remarkable. And I think, you know, Americans are sitting at home and they know that our foreign policy, our national security policy is off the rails. They feel it. But they often feel like, well, you know, that's something for Washington to deal with. But there's lots of ways through Heritage Action to get involved, to try to make a difference at the grassroots level. Let your members of Congress, let the White House know where you stand. How can folks turn to you at Heritage Action and try to get the ship righted?
Yeah, well, that's a great question, John. And basically, we do two primary things. One is that we run, generally speaking, we call it an inside-outside strategy. We have lobbyists on Capitol Hill day in and day out that are working with members of Congress that are sympathetic to our points of view, but also to try and bring other members of Congress and senators to our side on issues. And so we have registered lobbyists that do that day in and day out. And then secondly, sort of the outside part of that inside-outside strategy is that we have a network of grassroots activists across this country, 2 million strong and growing by the day, I might add, that all hold roughly similar views to each other. And so you don't have to go about trying to sort of influence things on your own. There's a network at Heritage Action of like-minded patriots who are fighting every day in their communities and in their states to right the ship of this great country.
Yeah. When I came to town, when I started doing political reporting, Ronald Reagan was just leaving office, and peace through strength became the victory slogan of his tenure. It was really the premise of his foreign policy. Heritage has kept that concept alive at the foundation at Heritage for Action for America. If you had a few minutes with President Biden, how would you tell him to get back on track when it comes to these security policies?
Yeah, well, it's interesting that you brought up President Reagan. I mean, just this past weekend, we saw the Iranian Navy the details are a little murky still, but a standoff with U.S. Navy in the Middle East.
Yeah.
And certainly President Reagan comes into power with the Iranian hostage crisis. I think, what we learned from the 1980s was that the best way to ensure stability, if not outright peace throughout the world, is for a strong U.S. presence, not necessarily engaging in every conflict everywhere, but to provide a source of strength and stability for freedom-loving people around the world. And also that benefits Americans. And that's what our foreign policy should be about, is benefiting Americans through peace and strength. I think it was President Obama, I think in the 2012 debates with Mitt Romney, who famously mocked Mitt Romney for calling Russia one of our greatest adversaries by saying something like the 1980s called and it wants its foreign policy back. And I would just say that as it relates to Iran and President Biden and you referenced President Reagan, if we're not careful with playing footsies with regimes like Iran, who just recently launched a 20-year deal with Venezuela in our own backyard, 1980 is going to call and it wants its Iran crisis back.
That's a good flip on that phrase for sure. Garrett, it's been a pleasure having this conversation. I want to thank Heritage Action for making it possible tonight. Such great experts and a topic that we need to get in front of the American people a lot more. Thanks for joining us tonight. All right, folks, it's hard to believe, but we've wrapped up another one-of-a-kind special report, and I want to give a special thanks to our sponsoring partner, Heritage Action for America, as well as our good friends here at Real America's Voice for giving us this platform to have a candid conversation about topics that affect you at home. We are committed to the news, the facts, and we hope that you have learned something tonight through this great conversation. Tomorrow night, starting at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, my great co-host Amanda Head and I will be back in our normal show hour to give you the latest news of the day with some big newsmaker interviews and maybe a scoop or two mixed in. I continue to pray that God keep blessing you and yours while keeping our extraordinary country safe. Thanks again for watching and good night.
Folks, everyone knows the next medical crisis is just around the corner. Whether it comes in the form of a pandemic or something much more mundane like a tick bite, you and your family need to be prepared. That's what we learned from this last pandemic, right? That's where the Wellness Company comes in. You know the Wellness Company. We have their great doctors like Dr. Peter McCullough on all the time on our shows. The Wellness Company and their doctors are medical professionals that you can trust. And the new medical emergency kits are the gold standard when it comes to keeping you safe and healthy, and most importantly, prepared. Be ready for anything. This medical emergency kit contains an assortment of life-saving medications, including ivermectin and Z-Pak. The medical emergency kit provides a guidebook to aid in the safe use of all of these life-saving medications, so you know what you're doing. From anthrax to tick bites to COVID and even the bioweapon like the plague, the Wellness Company's medical emergency kit is exactly what you need to have on hand to be prepared. Rest assured knowing that you have emergency antibiotics, antivirals, and antiparasitics on hand to keep you and your family safe from whatever the globalists throw your way. Go to www.twchealth.com/justnews today in order. That's twc.health/justnews and use the promo code justnews to save 10%. Hey folks, can your IRA or 401k stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is right at our doorstep? By allocating a percentage of your retirement into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from a turbulent market and economic downturns. All you got to do is put your IRA back on the gold standard. With a multi-trillion dollar trade deficit and ongoing geopolitical instability, experts say now is the time to make the switch. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Protect your retirement today with one simple phone call and receive your free gold and silver guide from my good friends at Genesis Gold. To do that, call Genesis Gold Group today at 800-200-GOLD Gold. That's 800-200-GOLD. And find out how you can add precious metals to your IRA. One more time, let me give you the number. It's 800-200-4653. 800-200-4653 gold, or visit them at genesisgoldgroup.com. Genesis Gold, welcome to the John Solomon Just the News family.